Back home, and the question arising from the latest government moves to toughen anti-terror powers is whether public safety is more important than personal privacy. In New South Wales, the Premier Gladys Berejiklian has acknowledged the dilemma is very real in an era where a terrorist attack in Australia is considered probable. Among the measures under discussion is a system the federal government has been working on for years to give police and security agencies faster access to driver's licence photographs. Privacy advocates have consistently argued against it. The states and territories are expected, though, to agree to it tomorrow. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister has called his state and territory counterparts to Canberra for a special meeting to discuss new national security measures.
No place for set and forget when it comes to national security. Everything we do, every hour of every day, is focused on keeping Australians safe.
One of the items on tomorrow's agenda is the National Facial Biometric Matching Capability, or simply the capability as it's referred to in government documents. The idea was first agreed to by the Council of Australian Governments in 2007, and the Commonwealth announced details of this plan in 2015. Malcolm Turnbull says it will help police to identify criminal suspects faster.
Every major incident that we see, terrorist incident, involves the use of CCTV data. So having a national database so that can all be integrated and accessed in real time is, I think, a logical next step.
Australian passport photos are already being sent to the capability, and the states are agreeing to also provide access to driver's licence photos. The Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Andrew Colvin, says currently it can take up to 10 days to obtain those photos from state agencies.
Okay, this is about bringing automation to something that we already do, and it's automation that we need, again, to keep up with the contemporary environment that we're seeing.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says her government is supporting the measure in the interests of public safety.
We would obviously consider what that means for our citizens. We would consider what that means to privacy and other issues. But at the end of the day, what matters most is public safety. And I think all the community would expect us to have a no regrets policy. We don't want to look back tragically and say, what could we have done to prevent something from happening? And I bear that responsibility very heavily as the Premier. And sometimes it does mean that all of us have to give up a little bit of our civil liberties in order to protect the whole community. But unfortunately, they're the circumstances in which we live. And without being alarmist, it's not a maybe threat. The threat in New South Wales is probable. And when the threat is probable, you need to look at what you're doing in terms of protecting the community. And if there's anything more we can do, we will do that.
Privacy groups have consistently raised concerns about the facial recognition scheme since its inception, worried about implications for mass surveillance and the risk of biometric data being hacked and falling into the wrong hands. The Victorian Police Minister, Lisa Neville, says privacy protections are very important, but her government is supportive of the scheme too.
Victoria Police already are able to access Vic Roads licences now, but it's a very manual process. So this will benefit all states to have a national approach to this. And it goes to the issue both around identity crime, which is a really significant issue in Australia, but also the ability to target and reduce the risk around terrorists.
The West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, says his government is fully on board.
We're putting in place a whole range of initiatives in Western Australia, particularly allowing police the shoot-to-kill power when it's a terrorist-related incident, and joining on a national approach on a whole range of issues is what I'm about, what my government's about.
The federal government's also hoping to get a firm agreement from all states and territories tomorrow to introduce laws to hold terrorism suspects for up to 14 days once they've been arrested, but before they have to be charged.
Naomi Woodley reporting.